Hey, Luigi. Luigi, what's this? What's this? That's right. This is KWMR Point Reyes Station. What a great dog.
KWMR is supported by our listener members and by the Maritime Radio Historical Society. Online at radiomarine.org. That's radio, MARINE.ORG.
This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. Epicenter is rebroadcast Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m. featuring a wide array of community and public affairs. I'm hosting today. I'm Amanda Eichsted, and my guests are, as they have been for so many weeks, over 52. Lainey Hendricks for the first part, and then Dr. Lisa Santora for the second part. And Lainey, welcome to the airwaves.
Well, hello there, and happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too.
Yeah. It's a beautiful one, at least on this side of the hill, I should say. Excited to be back with you. How is the Spring Pledge Drive going?
You know, we're right on track. It's kind of interesting. A lot of times we sort of lag behind and then we catch up. And right, you know, this pledge drive, we're utilizing some online fundraising techniques, a crowdfunding source, with each programmer and each program getting their own page. So folks can choose to contribute to the shows that they like the best, whether they're produced here in West Marin or they're brought in from other places. And, you know, our goal is $40,000 by the 28th. And right now we've raised $21,891 as of 11:01 a.m.
Woo-hoo! Congratulations. That's awesome. And everyone that's listening, if you haven't already pledged, what are you waiting for?
Exactly.
KWMR is an institution. I think we joked last week, what was it, 22 years? It's basically a legal adult now, right? Yeah. And I think every single listener that has pledged over the years has helped carefully raise and guide this child to be an amazing contributor to our community. That's what every parent hopes for, right?
So, that's right. And it does take a village.
Yeah, no
or
kidding,
several,
right?
several villages.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then those who may have left the village but are still connected. Exactly.
Right. I love it.
So how are things going? I mean, I feel like it's been a long time since we talked last, since I've been so busy with the pledge drive. We are still in the red zone, correct?
We are in the red zone for approximately, well, I don't want to jinx anything, but at this point, we're looking really good that in 48 hours, actually less than that, we could be in the orange tier. Our data continues to decline as we talk about our COVID-19 case rates, testing positivity rates around the community. And if all goes as planned, tomorrow the state will hopefully announce that we've achieved the minimum 14 days of orange or tier 3 level data to be able to officially transition into that space of the blueprint for a safer economy. And this is exciting news for our businesses who have been doing what they can to implement these public safety protocols for the protection of their employees and their customers. And so what this means for businesses in Marin County is that our retail establishments and grocery stores can actually open up to 100% capacity. It's been a long time since we've seen that. Our churches can reopen indoors at 50% capacity. This also means that those cultural ceremonies that typically take place at a church-like setting, such as a wedding or a funeral, can also expand to that 50% capacity. We're going to see gyms be able and fitness studios be able to expand to 25% indoor capacity. Indoor pools are going to be able to reopen. Movie theaters, the few that we do have in Marin, can open to 50% indoor capacity. Museums are open to 50% capacity. I think what'll be an interesting one to observe is that a lot of office spaces that are not necessarily deemed essential are now allowed to return. Many of those have been working remotely for a very long time. Of course, the state is encouraging them to continue remote work where possible. But they can continue. They can go ahead and reopen indoors if needed. And of course, the one that everybody is excited about is that indoor dining will continue to expand to 50%.
So, wow, that's many, we were in the orange zone before for a while.
For a short time last fall, we did make it was late October into just the first couple of weeks in November. We did enjoy that orange tier feeling and success, but unfortunately, with an increase in case rates around the holidays and many other variables, we moved into red for a couple weeks, and then, as we all remember, were placed under that stay-home order in early December through late January. So we are working our way back up the tier, and we're hoping that, you know, with the community's collective support, that we can continue to make great progress and move into yellow. And I know Dr. Santora is planning to join us here in just a few minutes, and she's going to talk in more detail about some of the strategies that we're going to be calling upon our community to implement, because we are, even though we're seeing case rates decline by and large, we are starting to see some interesting pockets of cases popping up due to behavior. So I don't want to be a spoiler and take away from her talk, and I'm going to let her handle that. But again, our success is just that. I say our, meaning the entire community. And the more we can work together to really carefully follow these safety protocols, whether it's how we operate our businesses, how we conduct our own, work as we go out into the community, and even as we think about things like gatherings and travel. So that's what it's going to take for us to continue to move forward, and I hope we can count on the community to keep up the great work they've been doing.
Right, because even though many folks have been vaccinated, it's still upon all of us to continue the behaviors that have been suggested since the very beginning. Hand washing is a no-brainer. That's an all-the-time thing. Wearing masks and social distancing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting space to be in, right? Because you mentioned the progress on vaccinations, and Marin County has been very successful at trying to move what little supply we are receiving as quickly as possible and getting those shots into the arms of those that are eligible. So as of today, about 45% of those eligible Marin County adults, so basically anyone over the age of 16 and older, I should say, have received at least one dose of vaccine. That's nearly half. So that's tremendous. There are many counties in the state of California that are nowhere near that statistic. So it's, as part of the Marin County Public Health team, we're really proud of that. But as a reminder, there's still a lot of unknowns as it relates to not only this vaccine, but variants, mutations of variants, and things like that exist in the community. So while the CDC did give the green light last week for those who are vaccinated to be able to gather indoors in very small groups with others who have all been vaccinated, that does not change how we behave in the public with our community. They're still calling on us to wear masks, to wash hands, to keep physical distance, for much longer, because, you know, first and foremost, you just don't know who you're going to encounter as to whether they are vaccinated or not. Of course, there are those people in the community that are so proud of their vaccine, they're wearing the little orange I've been vaccinated sticker, kind of like the I voted sticker on election day.
I know.
But most of all, you know, people aren't, you know, and it's interesting. Some people are, because they recognize that those that are eligible and have been able to be vaccinated, you know, I've talked to some that haven't necessarily promoted it real widely because they sort of feel not ashamed, but, you know, there are those that aren't yet eligible and are waiting their turn and they don't want to rub it in people's faces. So all that to be said, you just don't know who you're encountering in the general public. And it's just a good thing to keep that mask on, wash those hands, and keep that distance. And kind of food for thought on that. You know, I was talking with Dr. Willis over the weekend. Actually, in full disclosure, he was giving a presentation to a group over the weekend on COVID-19. And, you know, one of the things that came out of this was that this year has been a tremendous improvement in terms of flu-related deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've had just is that general experience of flu. I think he said that there's only been one pediatric death flu-related deaths in the entire United States. And that has largely contributed to the fact that we upped our hygiene game due to COVID. You know, we were really being careful about keeping distance and staying home if we're sick, staying away from others that appear to be sick, wearing masks, washing hands, right? And so I hope that these, you know, while we all hope to be able to give each other hugs in the near future, that we retain some of these really good hygiene practices so that even when COVID hopefully fades off into the sunset at some point in the near future, that we can use these practices to keep other illness at bay for the general health of our community.
Right. And still there are many folks who are getting the vaccinations that require two shots, and you really do need to have both of those shots as well as wait the 2 weeks for the second vaccine to really take hold before you, you know, comply with those small group maskless things, even though some folks are only requiring one shot if they're getting the Johnson & Johnson. So you really need to take a look at which vaccination you're getting and make sure that you follow those rules and make sure that you follow up and do get that second shot.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is like any other vaccination you may get, whether it's the flu shot or some other required vaccination. It's not an instantaneous immunity. It takes a little while for your body to build up that immunity, for the vaccine to do what it's supposed to do. So, you know, exercise caution, especially as people, I mean, gosh, like I said, this weekend, the weather was phenomenal. I'm sure you all had a very good turnout of people seeking the bliss of West Marin over the past few days. And I'm sure it will only continue as we embark in what's going to be a beautiful spring, to just remember to continue to play it safe for you and for those that you love.
Definitely. Any other things going on in the Recovers Department in terms of this moving into the orange tier or any of the other things that are going on?
You know, I think I announced all the other openings. I know that, you know, breweries as well are going to be able to open and that sort of thing, which is exciting. Of course, people can go to marinrecovers.org to explore to explore the full suite of reopenings as well as review the public health guidelines that go along with those. It is kind of interesting to, I mean, for those of you that are real public health nuts and want to understand like the do's and don'ts of what's being asked for restaurants or others, it is kind of, I think, helpful to review some of those, especially if you might be some of those individuals that have been really sticking at home for the duration of this past year. And I know there are several that, you know, they have not yet gone out to a restaurant. They've been just purely eating at home, really playing it safe because, you know, they have their own health concerns, which is the right thing to do. You know, to just kind of familiarize yourself with what's returning going to look like and what are our restaurants being asked, so you can prepare yourself in terms of knowing you're going to need to keep your mask on pretty much the whole time, except for when you're actively putting food into your mouth and things like that.
So, well, I know from talking to folks who work in the food service that it would be so great if everybody did that before they arrive to understand what types of procedures and policies are being put into place and how often they've had to make changes in order to basically bring you your meal at your table at this point in time. So the more compliant you can be in understanding of the fact that it's really not yet business as usual for these folks, and you as a customer play a very large part in making that go smoothly.
Yeah, it's a team effort. And thank you for bringing up the business aspect of it. Our businesses have made incredible changes to the layout of their business operation, you know, how their own employees conduct business. And so for those that maybe have been sheltering in place to play it safe and are looking to venture out, it is going to look very different. But I want to hand it to our businesses. You know, back last summer, we issued an ordinance that allowed us to help enforce these public health protocols at businesses just to make sure, to incentivize, really, businesses following these very important regulations. And by and large, we found that we had to cite Very, very few. I think, I mean, I could count them all on one hand. That's how few. And I want to just pause and thank all of the business owners that took this seriously and went to great lengths to retrain staff, to install those funny sneeze guards and plexiglass and things like that for the safety of not only the customers, but also their employees. And that's a huge testament to how wonderful this community is. I mean, Marin County has a reputation of being one of the healthiest counties in the state of California. And so it's great to know that it's not just our individual residents that believe in that goal of being one of the healthy and continuing to be one of the healthiest counties in California, but that our business owners take it just as seriously as well. And I think that's, again, why Marin County is able to stay ahead of the curve in terms of advancing more quickly through the tiers than a lot of other counties in the Bay Area. I think tomorrow, Marin, San Francisco, and San Mateo will be the only Bay Area counties in orange. And so it's because of this great work by all that we're able to make these strides forward.
Right, and it's important to keep track of where the different counties are. If you happen to be moving around for work or other essential duties, to just be aware that not all counties are in the same level.
That's correct. So know that. You can check it out who is where, if you will, by going to the State of California's Blueprint for a Safer Economy website. And that main State of California website is covid19.ca.gov. And when you land on that website, again, it's covid19.ca.gov, you'll see right there on the homepage, you know, see what's open in your county. And so you can visit, click on that link and type in any county name really to see what's open, what's not, and also explore a little bit of their blueprint data to understand, you know, why certain counties might still be in purple after all this time.
Right. And I want to remind folks, I'm talking with Lainey Hendricks, as I have so many times over this past year, to bring our listeners really great, up-to-date, cutting edge, sometimes ahead of a press release information, because she has this commitment to bringing the information to the listeners in West Marin. So if you would like to contribute to Epicenter, to KWMR during our spring pledge drive, please do so by going to kwmr.org.
Absolutely. And I just want to thank you again, Amanda, for making time on Epicenter available to us to be able to share these important updates to the West Marin community. It's been a huge part of our success throughout this COVID-19 response.
Well, it's been great, and I think we're being joined by Dr. Lisa Santora. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the airwaves.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. It's nice to have you both here at the same time for a minute, so I can thank you both for all of your information and contributions to the airwaves.
Thank you so much. Always appreciative to have the time.
Great. Well, Lainey, I'll let you run. I know you're a busy woman, and I'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lisa, you want to talk about sports.
I want to talk about sports. I had the great pleasure of seeing sports being done a safe way in Marin County this weekend. We're seeing a lot more sports activities, but unfortunately, we're also hearing at the county how there are many sports groups that are not following the state guidance, and it's a deep concern to us because we're starting to see clusters and outbreaks related to sports activities in the community.
Ooh, can you be more specific? What type of sports activities are we talking about?
So it's not necessarily the sport itself. It's all of the pre- and post-event gatherings and transportation to sports that we are now seeing clusters of cases, predominantly in clubs that have not followed the state guidance, which limited competition to red counties, adjacent red counties. So up until last week, the only adjacent red counties were Contra Costa and San Francisco. And then most recently, last week, Sonoma was added as an adjacent red county. We're hearing and seeing cases from sports clubs that are traveling out of state, so they're not even following the contiguous county rule. They're hopping over to other states where there's both higher rates of COVID-19 as well as much more leniency and protective practices. For example, how many people are in a restaurant. And then just, again, the activities when parents are gathering for sports, they're often gathering. So it's more than three households. It's less than 6 feet. And with this group, just based on age, the majority of parents, not all, but the majority of parents of our adolescent sports competitors are under the age of 50. So we have a higher rate of individuals who have not been vaccinated for COVID-19. So it creates a perfect storm for us where we have an adolescent population competing in sports who aren't vaccinated. We have travel outside of the area, which is unsanctioned at this point, among an unvaccinated group. And then the nature of the pre and post sports activities, which include transportation, carpooling, as well as parties, are resulting in some clusters of cases. And then that added on with spring break travel, where people, again, the same groups of people might not be fully vaccinated or cannot be vaccinated because they're under the age of 16 and are not eligible. One won't be eligible for the current vaccines because they're under 16. And if they are 16 to 18, we only have certain eligible groups in that age group. We are at great risk for creating creating reservoirs of COVID-19. And to that end, for the first time where we're seeing about 5 to 10 cases a day, in the past couple of days, we popped back up to the 20 to 25 cases a day, which really could threaten our ability, one, to stay in, get to orange. I think we're going to get to orange, but it's going to threaten our ability to stay in orange if this relaxation continues.
Right. I wanted to ask you, Lisa, as we're looking around the globe, we're seeing what they're calling a potential third wave of COVID in some countries and even in some parts of New York and Michigan and the United States where we're seeing increases in cases. How does that look overall? Could we conceivably, even with vaccinations underway, go into another purple or potential lockdown?
I don't see us getting, because of the success of the vaccination that we have had in California. California is ahead of all states in the vaccination rate of adults over the age of 16. Basically, we're in a race, and the faster we can vaccinate all eligible groups, the lower our risk for a surge. I do believe with what I'm starting to see that we could have a bump up, probably not hit purple, because against we are in some ways have, as much as we talk about where people are not following our regulations, we know that the majority of Marin County residents are following our guidance and are trying to create the safest possible environment for themselves and their families. But I would see us potentially going back into the red zone. Again, we're still in red, but we really do anticipate I'm waiting to see it officially, but I'm anticipating that we will be announced in the orange as at noon tomorrow. But we definitely could see ourselves moving back into the red zone if the spring break activities return to California, or again, the sports related travel outside of the state and not following the guidance of the state to have safe, in order to have safe sports events is not followed. We're at risk for definitely returning to red.
Right. And to that point, in terms of vaccination availability, can you just outline like who currently is eligible to get a vaccine? And also, could you comment on how the supply is going in terms of meeting these goals? Are you getting enough? Is Marin and is California or are places getting enough vaccine? And who is currently eligible?
So for eligible groups, it's all individuals over the age of 65. We also have eligible groups on occupation, so those are healthcare workers, emergency service workers, food and agricultural workers, and the state has added additional workers, including transportation and janitorial or custodial workers. So there's been additions into that occupational group, and then most importantly, because most people's occupations don't put them at high risk for poor outcomes, it puts them at risk for exposures. Most importantly, the newest group that is eligible are individuals over the age of 16 who have severe medical conditions that place them at highest risk for poor outcomes from COVID-19, including hospitalization and death. And so we do have appointments available for individuals with those conditions. We released a public health advisory and are encouraging providers to share it with those patients. They're very specific conditions. Again, we're looking at for those individuals that are at the highest risk for hospitalization. So a good example, it's not just someone with asthma, but someone who has emphysema who requires oxygen, and people who are in severely immunocompromised conditions that they're on, for example, active treatment of for cancer. So it's a very specific, smaller subset, but our goal is to have all of those individuals in Marin County vaccinated. And why that's important to us is that preserves our healthcare system. So if we do have a surge of cases related to travel and new variants that are coming over from Europe as Europe lags in its vaccination rates, then we should still be able to protect our healthcare system because we have vaccinated the majority of our highest risk residents in the county. So hopefully seeing, even if they are infected with COVID-19, they would have mild symptoms because they've been vaccinated and not require hospitalization.
Right. And is the supply picking up?
It is. This last week was our highest number of first doses that we've had. We received no Janssen. That's the Johnson & Johnson product. We're still not receiving that consistently. And that particular vaccine is of real importance to us because it allows us to be more mobile.
Right.
So we can go and vaccinate more remote areas in West Marin, or also some of our more vulnerable persons in our community, like people who are experiencing homelessness. That one-dose vaccine is a great resource for those individuals, as well as people who are getting discharged from hospitals and into our nursing home community. So there's a great use cases for that Janssen product to protect our most vulnerable, especially, again, our long-term care facilities. So getting someone vaccinated before hospital discharge and before they are placed into a nursing home is provides us significant protection from an area that was our most impacted where it relates to death.
Right. And
related to COVID-19.
And testing is still important.
Yes. So you should, even if you've been fully immunized, you can still get infected with COVID-19. We've had just a couple, but we've had two confirmed breakthrough cases of COVID-19 after someone's been fully immunized. And remember, these are not 100% vaccines. But most importantly, these people weren't hospitalized. So they had much more mild symptoms and did not require hospitalization. Even one of them was an older adult. So that's the good news around vaccination. But remember, these are not 100% effective. You know, there's no 100% protection. So if you have been exposed to someone, it's a known COVID-19 exposure, you've been fully immunized, minimally you should follow yourself for symptoms. If you develop any symptoms, you should get tested 5 days after that exposure. But we're not recommending individuals who have been fully immunized and were on, let's say, a teacher who is doing testing for surveillance every month. Once you're fully immunized, which is 2 weeks after your second dose, for the Moderna and Pfizer, and 2 weeks after your first dose, if you receive the Janssen vaccine, you can suspend surveillance testing and only get tested if you have a known exposure or if you develop symptoms consistent with COVID-19.
Great. Well, that's really good information, Dr. Lisa Santora. And I thank you and Lanny Hendricks and Dr. Willis for being there for our listeners in West Marin. And I encourage anybody who's listening to this particular epicenter to head on over to kwmr.org and make a pledge of support for this station. We are trying to raise $40,000 by next Sunday, and we're well on our way, but we can't do it without you. So, Dr. Lisa, thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you, and I'll go visit the website myself again.
Thanks,
so
Lisa.
The reminder.
Okay, bye-bye. Epicenter is a series dedicated to community and public affairs in West Marin. If you have ideas for topics, email programming at kwmr.org. Epicenter is rebroadcast at 5 p.m. every Monday through Thursday, and you can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org, where you can also make a contribution to our spring pledge drive. We're in it to win it. We're here on the air because we care, and so true. And I think that is shown by our, not just that KWMR cares, but that the County of Marin cares enough to utilize this platform to bring information to our listeners. So thank you for listening, and thank you for your contributions to our pledge drive.
Thank you.